Describe a difficult thing, problem, or challenge that you did well. What do children usually find difficult to do? Children usually find it difficult to concentrate. They have a ton of energy, so they'd rather play with their friends than focus on their homework. They might even have trouble listening in class when their friends are around. It's tempting to just talk to them instead of listening to the teacher. It can also be hard for children to master some social skills, like sharing and communicating. How do kids solve problems? Kids often solve problems by asking their parents for advice. If they're stuck on a math problem, they might ask their parents to explain it to them, or they might even ask the teacher for more guidance in math class. Bigger problems, like issues in their friendships, can sometimes be handled by talking with each other. That helps them develop more independence. How can parents guide or help their children to do things that seem difficult? Parents can help children by encouraging them and showing them how to do certain tasks. If a child is learning to tie their shoes, parents can help them by showing them how to do it, then guiding them to do it on their own. Parents can also help by explaining each step of the process to make the task simpler. Should children face difficult problems or challenges all by themselves? I think it's important for children to face some problems on their own. It helps them develop more confidence. If they fight with their friend, they should try to talk it out so they can learn to be more independent. But if there's a very difficult or confusing problem, they should ask an adult for help. Serious problems, like bullying or abuse, should always be dealt with by a responsible adult. Is confidence important? Yes, confidence is important in every area of life. In order to be successful and to take risks in life, people need to be confident in themselves first. This is true in school, work, or social environments. However, sometimes people can get too confident. It becomes a problem if they start thinking that they can never do anything wrong. What jobs require confidence? I think that every job requires confidence, but some require more confidence than others. For example, you have to have a lot of confidence if you're leading a team of people. You have to convince your team that you are the right person to take control. You also have to be confident if you're a performer. For example, singers and actors need to be comfortable performing in front of other people. Is overconfidence good? Overconfidence is usually a bad thing. People who are overconfident might misjudge their abilities. An overconfident driver is more likely to get into a car accident. An overconfident student might not study as hard as they should for an exam. Overconfidence can lead to arrogance and rudeness, so it's important to be confident, but not too confident. On what occasions should children be encouraged? How? I think children should be encouraged when they're close to giving up. If they're struggling with something, such as learning how to do a new task, then an adult can help them out. Plus, children should be encouraged when they do something good. Parents or teachers can give them praise to encourage them to keep up their good work. How do you help children stay focused? I suppose that you can help children stay focused by being creative and engaging. If you're teaching a kid how to do something, you can make it fun by turning it into a game for them. Every child loves games, so it's fun for them to learn that way. Plus, it helps if children focus on one thing at a time. For example, children shouldn't be interrupted when they're doing homework. What challenges do young people face today? I think young people deal with a lot of social pressure. They want to seem fun and successful to their friends. Social media adds a lot of stress because it makes them compare themselves to others. It's also difficult for young people to find stable jobs. I saw reports saying that college graduates are having a hard time finding jobs because of the pandemic. So it's a big challenge for young people who are unemployed right now.